So let's review. The Gemara discusses whether certain transactions are considered mecher, a sale, and the item is not acquired through payment, or chalipin, an exchange, and both items are acquired through a meshicha on either object. As soon as one person took and acquired one item, the other acquires the other item. Rav Huna says, Machar li be'elu kana. If the buyer said to the seller, sell me this item for this unspecified sum of money, and the seller accepted it, the transaction is effective, and he has acquired the item. The Gemara explains, Kana af agav delay mashach. He has acquired the item even without performing a meshicha to it, for one of two possible reasons. Betaris chalipin, because the kibin delay kapit kana, the chi chalipin dami. Since he did not set a price, he intended to exchange the item, not to sell it, and mabea nasa chalipin, money can be used to affect chalipin. And as soon as one took and acquired the money, the other acquires the item. Betaris kinyin kesef, because divad taira mois kainis. One acquires metatlin movable objects through kinyan kesef payment min ha-Torah. However, the Rabban instituted that one must perform a kinyan meshicha to acquire it. Therefore, this decree was enacted only regarding usual circumstances, but not in unusual circumstances, and it is unusual for a seller not to determine the exact amount of money he receives. Therefore, this transaction can be finalized through kinyan kesef, as is the original halacha min ha-Torah. However, there is a machlekes regarding ayna in the above case. Rabba Amar Rav Huna says, Machar li be'elu kana v'yesh li alav ayna. He has acquired the item, but must compensate the seller if he underpaid, because the machar li be'elu kamar le. By referring to it as a sale, he has accepted responsibility to pay a fair price. Rabba Amar Rav Huna says, Machar li be'elu kana v'ein li alav ayna. He has acquired the item, but he does not have to compensate the seller if he underpaid. The Gemara proceeds to explain that just as in the above case we have established that damim ve'imakbar alein kana, so too in the case of chalipin umakbar alein kana. If they intended to exchange two items, even though they were particular to first ascertain their respective values, as soon as one person took and acquired one item, the other acquires the other item. As in the following scenario cited in the Braisa. Reuven brought a cow to be sold at the market, so that with the proceeds he will buy a donkey which he needed. Shimon came along and said, I have a donkey available. They then said to each other, and agreed to exchange the cow for the donkey, which are of equal value. The halacha is as follows. If Shimon, the owner of the donkey, took the cow, he acquired the cow, and Reuben, the owner of the cow, acquired the donkey, even though he did not yet take it. Therefore, even if the donkey died before Reuben could take it, the transaction is effective and it is Reuben's loss, because the donkey already belonged to him from when Shimon took the cow. The Gemara explains that kol chalipin mikbet kapti v'kana. All chalipin operate this way. Both parties ascertain that the two items are of equal value and therefore make the exchange. However, the Gemara explains in the case where the Amar lechamor b'par v'tleh, he said, I will exchange my donkey for a cow and a lamb, u'mashach hasapar v'adayin l'mashach hasatleh, and Shimon took only the cow but not the lamb, l'kana b'alachamor hasapar v'lehavim le'mashich ma'alya. Shimon did not acquire the cow because he did not take his entire part of the deal, and Reuben did not acquire the donkey. Therefore, if the donkey died, he can renege on the deal because it never took effect. The Gemara cites a braisa that discusses how chalipin is performed in the case of kinyan sudur, where an item of nominal value is symbolically exchanged in order to affect the kinyan. The pasuk says, "V'zois lefnim b'Yisrael al geula v'ala temura l'kayim kol davar shlaf ish na'olei v'nosin l'ri'eyu." Boaz and the goyel used a shoe as kinyan chalipin to finalize their agreement. The Gemara explains, "Geula zumechira." Geula refers to using a kinyan sudur as a means of finalizing a sale. Temura, zu chalipin. Temura refers to chalipin, exchanging two items. However, the pasuk is unclear. Mi nasin lemi, who gave the shoe to whom? And there's a machlekes. The Tanakhama maintains, Bayaz nasin legoyel. Bayaz, who acquired the estate of Rus and Nami, gave the shoe, as Rav said, b'kelev shalkaina. The utensil of the buyer is used for chalipin because nichele lekaina, da lahava makna kaina, kehecha de ligma velikneile. He agrees to give the utensil so that the seller shall grant him the item. Rabbi Huda Aimer, Goyal Nosin Labayas. The Goyal gave the shoe to Bayas, as Levi said, Bekelev Shal Makna, The utensil of the seller is used because by hiyano, the komakablamine, gamar va'aknile. The seller receives the gratification of the buyer accepting his gift, and in exchange, grants him the item. Another halacha regarding chalipin. A braisa states, kainin b'kli afa b'she'im b'shev a pruta. One can perform chalipin with a utensil, even if it's not worth a pruta. Rav Nachman understood, loishanu ela b'kli, av b'peri loy. Only utensils can be used, but not any other item, such as produce, because the pasuk says, naloy, nal in midachrin eloy. Only a utensil, such as a shoe, is used for chalipin. However, Rav Sheshes understood, afel b'peris, any item may be used, as the pasuk says, l'kayim kol davar. Any item may be used, and the pasuk used the example of minel to exclude ma naloy davar hamesuyim av kol davar hamesuyim. Lafuki chatzi rimim chatzi egos deloy. Only a complete item may be used, and not half a fruit. The Mishnah Daf Mem Dalet continues. Asimon koina es amadbeya, ve'ena madbeya koina es asimon. The Gemara explains that asimon means pulsa, an unminted coin. These coins are considered merchandise, and so performing a meshicha on these coins affects a kinyan while taking the regular currency does not. The Mishnah continues. Metatlin koina es amadbeya, madbeya ena koina es metatlin. Performing a meshicha on the item finalizes the transaction, and the buyer is obligated to pay, while giving the money does not obligate the seller to give the item. Furthermore, in the exchange of two items, the transaction is finalized when either party performs a meshicha on one of the items. Performing a kinyan on produce obligates the buyer in payment, while paying for the produce does not obligate the seller to give them to the buyer. Aval Amru. Misha par me anche der hamablum der haflaga, who asli par me misha eina amin bediburi. If one retracts after payment, thus violating his word, Hashem will punish him just as he punished the generations of the flood and the dispersion. The Mishnah continues. Reb Shimon Eimer, kol shakese biyada, yada alal yaina. Whoever has the payment in his possession has the upper hand. Therefore, after payment, only the seller can retract, since he has the money and the merchandise, but the buyer cannot retract. The Gemara brings two explanations of this machlokes based on the machlokes Rabbi Yechanan Rish Lakish, how one can acquire movable objects. Am Rabbi Yechanan, Dvad Torah Mo'ez Kainis. Both the Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon agree that one acquires movable objects through Kinyan Kesef by payment. Omemneima Amr Meshicha Kaina, Gzeri Shema Yemer Lai Nisrafu Chetecha Baliyah. The Rabbanan instituted that one must perform a Meshicha to take it in order to acquire it because they were concerned. A fire might accidentally break out. And since the seller can back out if the merchandise rises in price, he will exert himself to save the merchandise since he may eventually gain. If he cannot retract the sale, he would not exert himself to protect the merchandise from the fire because they're no longer his. However, the Tanakhama maintains the Chachamim also decreed that the buyer can also retract. As Rashi explains, out of concern for a fire that might break out. If the buyer sees a fire, he will simply retract. This will certainly motivate the seller to save the merchandise. However, Shimon maintains, they did not go so far and did not give the buyer the right to retract. On the other hand, Rish Lakish amar, Meshicha mufereshes min haTorah. The Tanakhama holds that one acquires movable objects through Meshicha, as the pasuk says, v'chisimkru memkru la'misecha ekonu miyad misecha, davar haniknu miyad liyad. One acquires from the hand of his fellow, a reference to Meshicha. Therefore, they maintain, lekeach matzi hadarbe. The buyer may also retract because payment is completely ineffective. However, Reb Shimon agrees with Rabbi Yechanan that Dvat Torah Mo'ez Kainas, and Kenya Meshicha is only Midrabanan, and so they only decreed Meicher Matzi Hadarbe, that the seller can retract, as explained earlier. However, Lekech Le Matzi Hadarbe, the buyer cannot retract.